Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Stinks up on you, doesn't it?
It does. The show open is what I'm usually used to here on Chuck and Chernoff. Home team in for Matt Chernoff here on the Fan 680 93.7 FM. It is the Chuck and Chernoff show. A whole lot to get to over the course of the next few hours. A lot of fun. Thanks for having me in, Kang. Got to sleep in a little bit late, but I did miss my brothers in the locker room, which you can hear 6 to 10 Monday through Friday, your morning drive here on the Fan 680 93.7 FM.
I'm sure that John Michaels laid claim to some of that airtime. Joe Hamm probably jumped in. I mean, everybody got their slice of the pie, didn't they? They got their taste.
We have a talented, unselfish, loving group of guys.
Oh, hang on. Who takes the Captain Kirk's seat when you're not in?
John Michaels.
Okay.
He's a point man extraordinaire. We have 2-point guys. We have a guy that played in the NFL for 11, 12 years. And we have maybe two Hall of Famers. Joe Hamilton's in the College Football Hall of Fame. And now Hudson Mason has been nominated for the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame. If he is,
I saw that that is a brand new sort of thing.
Yeah.
And there's some, I'll say luminaries, some luminaries. I'll use that word for some of the folks involved in it. But they're trying to do something going all the way back to when Georgia High School football started. And they divided it, I think, into six different categories.
Well, they did it by decade.
Yeah. And there's, I guess, six different eras. And so Hudson, yeah, he had an Arena League game one Friday night in the playoffs. I think it was 7 touchdowns, which in the Arena League, we saw Donnie Davis and whomever else. You throw 5, 6, 7 touchdowns. I mean, it was just Thursday night for a high school football game in the playoffs in Georgia. Yeah, that's something I'll get you noticed.
Hudson Mason threw for more than 7,000 yards in his high school career. So he's no slouch.
I hope he makes it.
Yeah. And we have an inside man, too. Buck Ballou has a vote. He's on the committee. So we might be able to have an inside
Wait a minute. Who's voting to get Buck in?
Who's also on the list.
Oh, is he on the...
Congratulations to Buck.
Can he vote for himself?
I did not have the heart to ask him, but I do want to know the answer.
Don't ask it that way. Do you vote for yourself? How about that?
I was about to say, it's not if you can, because I don't think Buck would. Buck needs to not be told he can vote for himself. Buck needs to be instructed to vote. Valdosta is maybe the number one high school program in America. I don't know. Wintersville is what they call it. Wasn't he the first, and he may be the only, still the only four-year starter at Valdosta at quarterback.
Correct. So he is on the 70s group, and I do want to know the answer, but I did not ask him if he would.
Buck,
he is
vote a man for of, yourself,
he's
man.
He's a man of integrity, Chuck. So
in fact, Buck, you should have nominated yourself if you weren't on the ballot. Oh, what, is that a step too far?
I don't think so. You know, look, they put him on the committee, and he just happens to be so good when he was in high school. It's not his fault.
If they put Herschel on the committee, I'd like to nominate me, and I'd like to second me.
Would you,
all in favor, me.
Would you vote for yourself?
There's no Hall of Fame that you can. In fact, when they announced a couple of weeks ago.
Also, O is way down in the alphabet of Chuck's voting.
That was it a couple of weeks or a month or whatever? Domino has been stumping to get into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame.
He should be there.
They announced like a month ago. Do you see this? No more people.
They don't have it anymore. But
no more. And I honestly said, folks, the fact that there is a Hall of Fame that we can get into doing this job. I'm not trying to be fun. We watch games and we talk about games. The fact that you could do this and get into a Hall of Fame was always a little weird to me anyway.
How many games did you guys win when you were coaching high school football? You guys have a pretty good run?
Oh, well, we went to the only state title game appearance in South Gwinnett history.
So there you go. You could be in South Gwinnett's Hall of Fame. If you were on the board, would you not vote for yourself?
Oh, I would.
Or the Tucker Hall of Fame?
I would.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's down to me or Thomas Brown. Sorry, Thomas. I lived in Tucker for 6 years, and I think that kind of...
Now that's a bit strong. Now you would have to, you know, answer some questions from the media. Thomas Brown didn't get in. You voted yourself in. But...
Sorry, Darius Swain.
If you could be in that number and there would be no blowback, would you vote for
yourself? Oh, absolutely I would. If it's, see, here's the thing. If it's deserving, it's deserving.
And that's how I feel.
Yeah, Buck's deserving.
Nobody, he didn't run down and say, put me on this committee. Somebody asked him to be on a committee to make a very important decision for a lot of people. He can't help that he has conducted himself in a manner where people want him on a committee, one. And two, he can't help he was good enough to be on the list because of what he did in high school back in the 1970s.
Yeah, I don't know enough about this. I know that, like, the Atlanta Sports Hall of Fame, when it started about 20 years ago, I was really, 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 really fortunate. And this is not a humble brag. Hell, this is a brag. I got it asked to host several of those events each year, whether it was the announcement ceremonies or the induction itself. It's some of the coolest stuff ever to be at a Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And so everybody who's involved with this, I can't believe we didn't have one to begin with.
Right. How does it go this far in this state without one? You're right.
The Atlanta Sports Hall of Fame, it did not have a physical location. And so it's kind of hard to get some footing without a physical location where people can show up. And I know there was exhibits maybe at the airport, I'm trying to remember. And they do all, like, I think they got Dr. King stuff up right now. But so they rotate all kinds of stuff through the Atlanta airport. But other than that, I don't know that the Atlanta Sports Hall of Fame maybe has had a permanent physical, any sort of presentation. And I don't know that the Gwinnett the Georgia High School Hall of Fame has one either. I don't know that.
I hope the Radio Hall of Fame comes back or somebody can restart, you know, a new one or
an addendum. Collecting artifacts is what they say.
Yeah, it's plenty of guys. I mean, we got some guys here. Chernoff's been around. You and Chernoff been around for a while, and then certainly DeMeno. There's no question Chris DeMeno would be in there.
But they're talking about, like, literal artifacts. Like, they want the original board from, you know, the radio station in 1927 or something.
Well, DeMeno's had hats, all those hats he used to wear over the years.
Yes.
So he's got plenty of stuff. He's got plenty of memorabilia that he signed over the years. So
I didn't know that Hudson was on the I did not see him on the ballot there.
The irony in all of this is the only people that are actually up for a Hall of Fame award are people that are humble enough they never would vote for themselves. Like Joe Hamilton would never vote for himself in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Okay, hang on.
Buck.
How could Joe look at a College Football Hall of Fame? Like the Heisman, you get to vote, you know, afterwards. But I don't know, did Tim Tebow want to vote for himself his final couple of seasons? What would be so bad if Joe Hamilton, because if you're in the media, you can have a ballot, all right? So Joe's in the media and he gets a ballot. Let's say he's not in the College Football Hall of Fame yet. And let's say he has enough votes that he gets to the H's and he sees, oh, hey, it's me. Well, let me read about me. Hey, I was pretty good. How does Joe Hamilton read about Joe and then not vote, like not evaluate that guy as Hall of Fame worthy?
He has class, integrity, things that we don't.
No, how does that? Class and integrity doesn't affect your evaluation of a football career. It shouldn't.
You can always apologize, can't you? Like, if that has no class and no integrity, then once you vote for yourself, can't you say, I'm sorry, stay in there, and then get your class and integrity back?
I got 12 votes this year. It's these 11 guys, and then there's this one right here. It says my name on it, but that's the 12th guy right there.
Hudson's in the 2000s class, so he's in with some other pretty good players. Hudson Mason, Jarvis Jones, Rennie Curran.
Jarvis Jones' mama came up to me and said thank you one time.
Interesting.
I did color on the Georgia State High School Championship game that Carver Columbus played in down in Cairo. And apparently Jarvis had a great day, and we talked well about him because about 2-3 years later, she said thank you. Said they got home and watched the tape later, and she said y'all talked. It was me and Matt Stewart and Brandon Adams. And so she said pass along a thank you to everybody. That's a nice lady.
Jonathan Dwyer, who we saw run down there on the flats.
Maybe.
That is correct. Charles Johnson, Darius Walker. I mean, these are some players. David Pollock. Also, Jeff Francoeur from Parkview. He's on the list as well. So Hudson Mason's in a really good list of some really good athletes that did some pretty good work on a football field around high schools around the state of Georgia.
Yeah, Francoeur, you're probably getting a couple of those.
Yeah,
I think his mom was Matt Olson's sixth grade teacher.
I didn't know that connection.
Yeah, I think that's right. Was she at Trickham Middle?
That would have been Trickham, yes.
Yeah.
So there you go. So good luck to all of the nominees, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to some of the inductees here on The Fan once they get nominated and then inducted into the Hall of Fame.
All right, it's not important, all right? But I'm going to ask you, if Herschel was on the committee, like this is the first year they're voting, does Herschel not look down at Herschel and... like, because of class and integrity, he shouldn't vote for Herschel?
I'm sorry. If you empower me to make a vote.
They may call it the Herschel Walker Georgia High School Hall of Fame ballot. You know how you, like the Cy Young Award is, like the best ever Cy Young Award. This is the Herschel Walker Georgia High School Hall of Fame.
What would be worse, you voting for yourself or you nudging somebody else for a vote? Isn't that worse? Hey, vote for me, since I'm not going to vote for myself. You shouldn't.
Oh, now if you stump, that's a little different. Remember, right. Remember Gary Carter?
Yes, the catcher.
Yeah, he stumped. He retired, and he stumped. In fact, he had a speech. He was like, I was the best catcher in majors for 10 straight years, and if you're the best person at your position for a decade, like, he had a case. He was Matlock.
But y'all give Murphy crap that he's not in the Hall of Fame, and he never once stumped for himself, though, and that was a part of it.
Okay, but I don't crap on him for not stumping for himself. I crap on the Veterans Committee for putting – no disrespect, which means you're – no Ted Simmons and Alan Trammell?
I know you're taking shots at people who did get votes.
See, I just that
you can't do that.
That's a disrespect.
Yeah, you can't do that. 2 o'clock hour brought to you by Roof It Ford. When we get back, today was a good day for cheating and not so good of a day for the Beatles. We'll get to that when we return here on Chuck and Chernoff. Home team in for Matt Chernoff here on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. I felt on her big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the poonanny. I can't believe today was a good day.
That was a good day.
Welcome back in to the Chuck and Chernoff Show here on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM, your home for the world champion Atlanta Braves. Home team in for Matt Chernoff. And today was a good day for a lot of people who celebrate some birthdays and some very important moments in world history. The QWERTY keyboard got patented today.
QWERTY.
Christopher Sholes credited with getting that off and running in 1819. Already had the typewriters, but the patent for the QWERTY-style keyboard that we all have been using for a long time. That's where it goes into why those things or those keys are arranged the way they are, but it seems it works, and everybody's been able to type for a long time.
Yeah, and they figured it out for about 200 years. The only change to the QWERTY has been, have you seen it's the same order, but it's a keyboard that in the middle kind of takes a little bit of a curve out.
Oh, that's for ergonomics.
Yeah, so, yeah, but dude figured it out 200 years ago. Good for him.
Kris Kristofferson turns 86 today, born in 1936. Very talented, known for music and acting. Now, I know him as an actor. I know him for movies in the 80s, TV movies, a movie Millennium.
Songwriter and singer as
yes,
well, but big-time songwriter.
He was in Blade, so he's had really a couple of careers. He turns 86 years old today.
Former Rhodes Scholar.
Wow, that's a brainiac to boot. Yeah. Pistol Pete Maravich was born on this day in 1947, a guy with crazy handles and crazy scoring abilities that really were way ahead of his time.
4 years with the Hawks as well.
And an Atlanta Hawk to boot. Meryl Streep, she has a birthday today, 73 years of age. She's been acting for a long time, and still, she's kind of like queen mother to a lot of young actresses who look up to her and get some advice, as she's been acting some very memorable movies from the 70s and the 80s as well.
What's her age again?
She's 73.
I don't think she's working much by choice. By choice.
Okay.
Yeah, 73.
I mean, you can't put her in the Avengers right now.
Yeah, we don't understand how famous people retire. Like Gene Hackman, about 10 years ago, I saw a quote from Gene Hackman, and he says, I'm retired. I'm 80. He said that he had a producer that just wouldn't leave him alone. So finally he told him, if we can shoot a one-person movie and you'll film it at my house in New Mexico, I will do the movie. He says, but you can only have one person in it, and it has to be me at my home.
Cyndi Lauper turned 69 years old. Our most famous song right here from the 1980s. Still a fun song to bop to, but almost 70. 69 years old is Cyndi Lauper.
And she did the right thing, too. She did all the writing.
Clyde Drexler turns 60 and Kurt Warner turns 51 today. Not a good day for the Beatles, as on this day in 1981, Mark David Chapman, well, I guess it was a good day because he got justice. Mark David Chapman pled guilty to the charge of murder after he shot John Lennon back in 1980. And a lot of people around the nation, there was no social media. There weren't ways to get a lot of people information except for broadcast television. And one of the more memorable incidents in sports and entertainment converging when Howard Cosell breaks the news live on Monday Night Football.
An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival.
So sad day, but that's how people got information back in the
days. I was watching that night. It was Monday Night Football, Dolphins-Eagles that night.
Argentine football player Diego Maradona scored the memorable goal in the World Cup. The Hand of God goal was scored on his day back in 1984.
Okay. Yeah, it was a shot that took a miraculous whatever. There are artists rendering of God reaching down from the sky.
Actually, it's a bad call by the refs. It's what it is.
So, and now I say that, you know, how can you give an artist rendering of God reaching into a World Cup match? There's a place called Sandtuck, S-A-N-D-T-U-S, Sandtuck, Alabama. And the first Saturday of each month, they used to have a flea market at this big church fairground, those big church grounds there. Mm-hmm. I saw a painting of the Last Supper. Except the middle of the table was Bear Bryant.
Did he have on the hounds, too?
He had the hat on.
Oh, no.
Which, Bear, here's the thing about it.
Oh, no.
Alabama played in the Superdome. Bear wouldn't wear the hat. He said, my mama told me you don't wear a hat inside. So they had Bear at the... that, to me, is sacrilege. I mean, you're...
It depends on what you're praying to. You're praying for a title.
I mean, you're courting something bad on the other side at that point.
I'm sorry, how many titles do they have? Maybe they're doing something good.
That is an opinion. It could be also a stretch to go too far and put the man at a dinner table that's very famous. So 1986, the Hand of God play by Diego Maradona helped the Argentine folks have a good time. And then top 20 songs, the top songs 20 years ago on this date, How You Remind Me, Nickelback. They get a lot of crap, but I think they're a pretty good band.
Yeah, there's not anything necessarily distinctive, and I think that's kind of the point. They're like, enjoy. It's not supposed to be Stairway to Heaven.
Bowling alley, at a bar, you can put it on, it's no problem.
Lead singer, I read a quote from him in an interview, and he said that sometime, I don't know, like 15 years ago, he went and got digital copies of the most recent, like, 15 number one songs of the genre they play.
Right.
He was like, what do all these songs have in common? He started writing down he's like, I'm going to try to write a number one song that has all this stuff in it. He's like, turned out to be a number one song.
And 20 years ago today, atop the charts, Nelly's Hot in Here. Oh! Fun song. Play it at a wedding. Play it at a reception. Play it at a party. You can be born in the 80s, 90s, 2000s. Be born in the 70s, 50s, and you can get your boogie on to Hot in Here by Nelly. So that is some of the things that would happen on this day in history, which makes today a good day. And now it's been 161 days since someone around here has won a championship.
This has ruined a perfectly good day. I just washed my car.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.